Hey there, my generation. Thanks for tuning in. This is Adulting Part 2. I talk with Michael and David about money management as a young adult, and we talk about communities and our friends and their importance in our life. Enjoy.
Maybe one more thing in adulting is that when we face responsibility is money, especially I think for us coming, especially I would say from the global south, let's call it that way. Mm-hmm. I'm not a big fan of the word, but like from Africa, Asians, and like especially like Latin Americans, I would say like, and I think even Europeans, to be honest, we did not really talk much about money, and like it's I don't know, like I think a lot of like maybe from where I come from, or like you, etc. Like sometimes, you know, when you were young, you wanted something, and then your parents would say, "No, you can't have that because we can't afford it," for example. Mm-hmm. And that growing up, I realized that also influences the psychology of how you deal with money. So how did you deal like with the money topic? Because they didn't teach us at all when we were young how to deal with that, although like, you know, now you see like there are even like finance for kids and like how to teach your kids to do better with money, etc. But for us it was never the case. Like they just teach you to save, which is a very bad advice I read later on when I started working.
I don't know, I have so many approaches to that,
but and it's a big part of adulting, right? Like one of the main pillars.
I'd like to hear your thoughts on this. I have like a lot of I don't know, stupid shit about it. Like we all make mistakes, and
yeah, tell me, Michael. Spill the tea, Michael.
Well, I think so. I grew up in a lower middle class family, so meaning that there was just enough money for stuff. You know, enough for school fees, maybe a pair or two of shoes or stuff like that. So we didn't have, like, we never went on vacations, like family vacations. These were foreign concepts. You know, like, vacation, what's that? You just close school, you're home, you play with the neighborhood kids. So for me, why I also mentioned earlier, from 22 to 26 were some of my weirdest years, because I started making money all of a sudden. Wow. You know, coming from nowhere, and then now you have a salary. Oh, what do we do with it? Exactly. I was so wasteful. I was super wasteful. I never saved. I barely made it through. You know, I just had enough to, you know, solution was always work harder, pick up an extra shift, do something else, get a new job, get an extra job.
Yeah.
I never thought strategically of what does it actually mean to start saving or building something. So my dad always just paid school fees, took us to school, had the mortgage which he was paying. My mom, on the other side, a super smart lady, she used to buy property. She bought land when we were younger. She bought shares. So my mom had this business side in her, which my dad didn't have. So I grew up a bit confused. Like, I don't know, who should I follow amongst the two?
Definitely the woman.
Wow.
Well, they were a good team though together, because my dad didn't care of the bigger things like school fees and all that. Gave my mom a lot of freedom to spend her money also on other things.
Yeah.
And I can see both of them together building assets together. I think with money, it took us a while, man. It took us a while. Like, we messed up with cash for the longest time until I think what, probably towards 30s when I was like, okay, fuck, I need to start saving for like retirement. You know, like you start thinking you're getting older.
Yeah.
Like, oh damn, I will retire at some point. Then you start putting money aside, you know, buy one or two things here or there. But 20s, I think we were still learning to take care of that money, because I didn't know better. I didn't have a formula of put 10% aside or 20%, invest it in like bonds or buy property. Also, we didn't have that much money starting out, you know.
Was there a need for that, though?
No, that's the thing. We were young. We were 20s.
Do you think that it's, like, because you're young, there was no need for that? Because, like, now I see a lot of, like, financial education for, like, teenagers and young people. And I'm, like, I would say, actually, if someone, like, started earlier, that would have been better. Always, you know, because like it's like habits. It's more of habits than how much money you have. It's more of habits.
To develop the habit is good, but also you need to know what you're doing it for.
Yep.
It's not just to do it, you know. So
I remember after my internship, I needed to take up a flat now, you know? So, and then I went to a friend and she looked at me and she's like, David, we earn the same amount of money. I don't know why you boys always have to come ask me for money. I'm like, fuck, you know? Hmm. So for me, that was a wake-up call, you know? She still gave me the money, though.
We call it a money
and you know
slap.
What I'm talking about. She still gave me the money, though, you know? But for me, that was my wake-up moment, yeah? So I'm lucky. I'm just starting my first job and somebody acted that way to me in a way I felt a bit embarrassed. I'm like, yeah, but she's right, you know?
Yeah.
And from that minute, I wasn't putting it for bond or for whatever, but I just started being conscious of my consumption, you know? So there's so much money at your disposal now. What do you do with it? And as a young person also, I also knew I still got to support my family and back home. This is part of my cost, you know? So in the
black tax.
I know, you call it black tax or whatever, but
black tax.
Yeah, I pay government tax, I pay black tax, you know? So,
I gotta pay black tax.
You know, so but then I began to put different portion of my money to whatever, you know? So also I look at the living condition of my parents back home. I also I'm not just giving them money for survival. I create projects for long term, for example, you know. So
that's nice, yeah.
I don't want them, because every time they depend on me, it's a burden for me. So I need them to be independent of me as well. So I'm thinking of all these projects, you know. So that helped me a bit, but also those times when I was really mad at them, I'm like, yeah, I know we always wanted this stuff. You said there was no money because you were doing stuff, but if you had told me, hey, by the way, I know you need this stuff, it's cool to have it, but you don't really need it. That is a different level of education, you know? So to go to your point, I also have the same way to my kids, you know? But I also tell them, you sometimes it breaks my heart to say no.
Yeah.
But I do say no, but it really breaks my heart. For 3 seconds after that, it's gone.
I think it's good, like, yeah.
Yeah, I say no, you know?
It's good to say
they
no.
Have toys from here to Timbuktu. You know, there was no toy in my house. I was playing with car wheels, you know? And
yeah.
I developed different kind of skills. And my mom one day found a toy in my house, and she's like, I did not buy that for you, and I got a spanking for that. Real good. Like, you're not allowed to take this. If your friend give you something, tell me who your friend is. I want to make sure you did not steal it from them. You know, return it back tomorrow. And it's always half-half, you know. I really wish, now I know money, but you need to have a purpose for that money, you know. So you can save what you want to save, but if you don't have a purpose for that savings, even with the habit itself, it doesn't get you anywhere, you know. So we all went into shopping spree. Oh my God, you know, we had the Gucci's, the Versace's and whatever, you know, and okay, now then we got to the, oh, I don't need this shit, this is too old, you know, I don't need this kind of stuff. We got to that level.
Yeah.
But even if I don't have 50 pairs of shoes anymore, which I did not really need, but I still don't have anything to do with the money. Even with investment, like, okay, you can do this, it was still risky. So do I keep my money? I went to school at some point. I'm like, okay, I'm going to finance myself to school. I financed my master's, you know?
Mm.
And it was quite a pain to pay back, though. But
it
was money well spent, you know?
I'm still paying back.
You're still locked up in school loans, you know?
That's what I wonder. Should I do it or not?
But nobody tells you this thing, right? So but I looked at it. I knew how much it was going to cost. I'm like, okay, yeah. I have disposable cash. I'll just lock it up in education, you know? So I know this for me went really good. I still have a very good relationship with my university, and they still call me up for events. I still recommend them any day, but this was what I used my money in my 20s to do. I used my money to, of course, we had times we always took holidays, always had a good weekend. We had these rituals for weekends, and we're always by the seaside or whatever, but it was not only about that, right? So we also had responsibility back home in Africa. I had my responsibility for me as an individual here, and also for developing myself as well. So,
But you had to learn it the hard way.
Well, you were thrown in the deep end to swim, so you need to figure out there's what you spend here, there's what you send back home, and there's also you want to grow, you want to develop. So, like, I remember you went, I think it was Seng went to the uni first, then you went as well.
Yeah, I went first, then Seng. Yeah. Seng went to Maastricht. I went first,
And then at that point, you're starting to see, oh, guys are developing themselves. So, you know, like, your group of friends, people are stepping up.
Mm.
So you're almost, like, you need to also kind of go with the flow. You need to start stepping up because everyone else is doing it. So like, I think like William bought a, they bought an apartment, and then we were like, oh, you can actually buy an apartment. You know, like this light bulbs goes on. So you start thinking differently. So it was not just about the weekend. Because before...
The weekends were great, though.
The weekends were great, but...
I look at myself with a family of three kids, and I don't want to be asked, what did you do, Dad? You know, I'm like, I just did not save, you know? I
we
never
lived.
Had a life. You know?
We lived. So. We saw Europe, we traveled a lot, and...
Yeah.
Like, those were good times, but then it was necessary back then to go through that. So that we don't start doing that when we are 50, you know, like
I agree
every
with
weekend
that.
Away, you know, like
yes,
like
but, I don't know.
Well, like responsibilities change, your interests change, the things which you value. Like right now, like if I get a Sunday where I can just rest, I'm also happy because work is a lot. So, like,
do you know the amount of negotiation it took me to get here today? You know, there's a lot of negotiation. Like, so you're gonna leave me with the kids? I'm like, yeah, but you know. So I'm pulling different cards. Hey, well, by the way, once upon a time, I'm not home. You know? I don't answer to nobody, you know? So you got to live. I also am of the opinion that we don't really need to be too hard on ourselves.
Yep.
You know, you just got to have a balance.
Balance, yeah.
Develop the habit. But
and the hacks.
A reason.
There are a lot of hacks also to have fun.
Yeah, but the hacks is just to make those decisions easier for you.
Mm.
It's not to get out of the situation easily. No.
Mm.
You know, I knew I was living in Cologne. My school was 1.5 hours from here. I was working seven days a week, right? So on Friday I leave office, I go to school, Sunday I'm writing paper, and my program was very, very difficult because I had to submit papers, 40 pages of papers every second week.
Was it worth it?
I didn't know how to write, so yes. It was worth it. I learned something from it, you know? Like, so I was writing 40 pages. But in Maastricht, a bachelor's thesis is 40 pages. But I'm producing 20 pages of paper every week.
Jesus.
So every second week, sorry, you know?
Yeah.
So then I realized I moved to Cologne because I wanted to grow and I wanted to distance myself from the weekends and too much alcohol.
Yeah.
We lived 6 months in the bar. How about that?
We used to meet every day. Like, I remember through the internship, we used to meet every day after work at
this
James Jones free advertisement.
But every day.
And shoot pool every freaking day.
You know?
Oh my God.
If you leave during the week.
Yeah.
Just close your PC at work. If you go there at that time, between 5:30 and 6, you will see us there. We didn't even need to tell somebody where we are because
we
knew where we would be.
There was a place where we were all gonna meet up.
Is there a part of like homesickness that you wanted to numb?
Maybe not consciously, but we just enjoyed it.
Yeah, I think we enjoyed each other's company. Also, we had commonalities, so we didn't have to stretch too much outside our comfort zones to like. You know, like meet locals here, for example, was a little bit hard. So we had each other, we had that community, and that's what we built up. And actually, I'm quite thankful for that because that's still the same group that we have until today.
Yeah,
10 years
every
in.
Day. Every day for 6 months, we lived the winter through the winter in a bar.
Yeah, we overdid it though.
I don't know if we overdid it, but it was a safe space for us, right? So.
Yeah, like community also matters, like, yeah, like putting time as well in people because, yeah, like it's good to build, like you have this community and it's like your family, second family kind of.
Yep.
Yeah, the growing part of it is...
and it's needed,
So,
and we've grown together, I think, now. We are very intentional with how we keep our, like, here's kids, here's a family. We live in different cities, but we all look for each other because then that's also the maturity part where we know what you get from the relation. And then you look for each other. You're very intentional to say, I have not seen David for a while. Let me hit him up. Hey, what are you doing? Like, I told him, like, what was it last week? I was like, hey, I'm off this week. I'm coming to see the kids. Like, this is where the friendship has grown to now. Not just, hey, let's go shoot pool.
I really love to, though. The space where I really want to shoot pool, you know? I'm like, okay. No, but it's half beats. You just need your friends. You need your community. You need people. That you can see what they do and you grow with them, you know?
Hey, thanks so much for listening. You can check out part one of this episode where we talked about being an immigrant, dealing with failure, accepting it, and, you know, accepting pain in general as a young adult. The other thing is you can check out our previous episodes and support this podcast by sharing it and leaving a review. Until the next time, bye-bye. Take care.